from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The what is that?
Bazaar.
It's on Friday.
Next Friday, no?
Is that also there?
Today is for the mission. Today is for the mission. So I wonder, we should have a class next time, next week, or?
No, we have a happy celebration. What should we do? We can say, up to you, brother.
Because if the people are going to be involved with that,
that's but who? We are there?
What time?
No, that is from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. Yeah.
Then there will be crowd.
Yeah, but our celebration, not 100 year.
100 session.
Yeah, yeah. We can have something, we can have cutting of the cake.
Yeah, but if there is some people involved and not come, then
yeah,
everyone should be there.
The full should be there, no?
Yeah, so we can.
So we can not have, for next 2 weeks we should not have.
Yeah.
Because after that is the first Friday. So second Friday of November we can have. Because there should be no other activities.
Yes,
no?
Yes.
To disturb.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Being the 100th session. Who's Alan today? Oh, I'll just come. Okay, doesn't matter. Let's be before the presence of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sweet loving Father, it's your love that draws us, Lord, Friday after Friday to this place. To listen to you, to understand you better, Lord. To understand the great love that you have for each one of us, Lord. We thank you for all of us who could make it today, Lord. And we also thank you for all those who could not make it today, Lord. For some reason or the other, Lord. Jesus, it's your blood that never fails, Lord. It's your blood that gives us tremendous power, Lord. Time and time after again, Lord. It's your blood that we have tested, Lord God. Week after week, Lord God. And it has never failed us, Lord. That same blood, Lord, be sprinkled up around this place, Lord, right now. Around every one of us who could make it today, Lord, and also those who are not here today, Lord. And we claim protection, Lord, from every principality of this world, from everything that is not of thy kingdom. Let nothing, O God, be here that is not of thy kingdom, Lord. Surround this place with your guardian angels, Lord God, so that we may be able to learn more about you without any disturbances, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, take over. This is your time. This is your class. We are just your chosen instruments, Lord, ready to listen to you. You speak through us, Lord. You stir our hearts, Lord God. You prepare our hearts so that your word may fall onto fertile soil, O God. Help us to understand the depths of this book of Revelation, Lord, that you have entrusted unto us, Lord. Help us not only to understand, but also to use it, Lord, into our lives, so that we may be aware, equipped, Lord, for those final moments, Lord, when all these things are going to happen, Lord. Thank you, Mama Mary, for always being with us, guiding us, blessing us, protecting us, and keeping us under your mantle blue, now and always, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good afternoon, dear brothers and sisters, once again. Welcome to our 99th session. Yes. By God's grace. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Last week, we are doing at the moment the Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. Okay. Last week, we went into the history of the Church of Ephesus, right?
Yes.
We have already begun with the letters of John to the churches. And the first church now is Ephesus. And the reason for that is because although it was not a capital church at that time, Pergamum was, but it was the most influential place at that time. for many reasons. First of all, it was a natural harbor where all the roads from north, south, east and west passed had to meet to at Ephesus. So it made itself a very natural harbor. It was a place where it was given a status of free city. Yeah, like how we have got a free city in Dubai. Similarly, it was a free city right from that time because of the fact that traders and people moving around had to come to that place and then proceed. Even those who are moving to Rome had to pass through this place. And that is why even the officials, the Roman officials, used to have a stop over there, have a nice time and then go to Rome. The authorities of Rome did not interfere with Ephesus being a free city because Ephesus was giving them a lot of revenue and they were happy with that. So they were not interfering with any of their, they had their own laws and they were regulating and direct and doing their things according to their own will. There were no soldiers garrisoned around that place. Everything was a free city. We also learned that we saw at least the temple of Armatus, the goddess Armatus, right? As the book says, she was a very ugly looking, multiple breasted goddess. But she was of high esteem to them, and they revered her very much, and that is why that big temple was built for her. And at that time, that temple was the seventh wonder, was one of the seven wonders of that time. So much was there. The temple had, you had all these columns that was the style they were built in, and about 36 of those columns were real gold, given to them by different various kings. Besides this temple of Armatus, there were also other temples which were dedicated to the other, Roman emperors. There were four of them. This temple also housed an asylum, right, where anybody could go in there, and once they went into the asylum, nobody could touch them. So many of these, illegal activities, people who were involved in all these things came there. Priestesses, okay, who were actually holy prostitutes, yeah, and all these illegal activities happened in the temple of Hermetus. Then it was also famous for its occult practices. People from all over the world used to come there for these letters and the small emblems and things, because they believed in those things, that if you want anybody from a childless couple to people who are seeking success in their businesses, used to come there, buy these amulets like a jadu tone of that time, and it was working for them. Okay, so all these things were in Ephesus. It was a high-profile state, place, city, and full of sin and misbehavior. And in that, we realize that in such a place, this church came up, right? So you can imagine, God does things in mysterious places. So we can never say that, this person is bad or that place is bad, but God will raise people up in that place, even right now, right?
Amen.
Yeah. So that is why. But now, today, at the moment, Ephesus is a ruined place. There is no harbor left. It is 6 miles inside the sea because of that. There's a Caistan River which flows through Ephesus, and that the silt of the Caistan River eventually washed the whole thing out. And now it is just you can see a few pillars left, and it is a tourist spot, I guess. So this is Ephesus in its historical point of view. Today we will go into the actual letter of what John wrote to Ephesus. Since our Elengel has come to a long time, we'll give her the pleasure to read it. Revelation 2, chapter 1, 1 to 7.
Is Revelation?
No, we only finished the geography. Now we'll go into the letter. Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 to 7.
Yeah, I don't know.
church in Ephesus, write this. The one who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks in the midst of the seven gold lampstands says this, I know your works, your labor, and your endurance, and that you cannot tolerate the wicked. You have tested those who call themselves apostles, but are not, and discovered that they are imposters. Moreover, you have the endurance and have suffered for my name, and you have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have lost the love you had at first. Realize how far you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. Otherwise, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. But you have this in your favor. You hate the works of Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Whoever has ears ought to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the victor, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life that is in the garden of God.
That's it. Now there is, as I said, now there is a depth in every word that is in this revelation. So you'll have to patiently hear and make your notes, okay? Now the letter starts with, he holds the seven stars in his hand. Last time we also noticed that the seven stars depict the seven angels along with the entire congregation, okay? The seven angels are in charge of that thing, and he is holding the seven angels and the churches in his hands, okay? Who is holding it?
Jesus
Christ himself. He's holding these churches in his hands. He's not only holding it, the entire thing cannot be removed from his hand. He's holding in such a way that nobody can touch it. Because the word of God in John 10:28 says, where Jesus himself says, John 10:28, they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. Jesus' words. They shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hands. Today, who is the church?
We are the church.
The same Jesus holds us in his hands.
Amen.
You know? And why are we tensed? Why are we so afraid? Why are we thinking like as if it is the end of the world? You know? Because we don't know the scriptures, right? That is why God always says, read the scriptures, be in the group. Because the word of God is so assuring. Now, take an example. Many of us, we have some problem or the other. We can say, Lord, we are in your hand.
Amen.
Jesus, you have in your hand. Who can snatch us from our hands? These are the prayers we got to use. You know, how will you test this scripture otherwise? By using it, right? So that's the way we got to use it. Jesus, you have said, and you also said, you claimed the scriptures, John 10:28, you have said, they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them from my hand. So why is this, like, Lord, happening to me? And I don't ask why is this happening to me, but say, Lord, whatever is happening to me, I know that I am in your hands. Because Jesus also says, no, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Sometimes we get panicked over things that happen here on earth, which for God is nothing. But God has something better for us. And that's why he allows this thing to happen, to see what is our faith level. What is, are we really going to give up, or are we going to be standing? Because we'll get that soon. So this is one of the great beginnings, Lord, I am suffering from so-and-so thing. This thing is troubling me. So what, my according to what your word says, I'm going to hold this in my hand. Because I know that I'm a Christian, I'm your church, and you said that nobody can take me away from your hands. So Lord, I believe that. The Lord has to work. There's no two ways about it, because his faithfulness is our garment, no?
Yes.
Is our security, his faithfulness. Anybody else will promise you a lot of things, but one day nobody can trust anyone, because man is that way.
Yes.
Man is that way, you know? Then see, so that means he holds the seven stars, he holds the entire church. Seven is a complete number. So he holds the entire church from generation to generation to the end of the world. We are included in it. Okay, our generation is included, our children, and children are included in it. So that is the security God is giving us. Okay, and if we don't believe in that, we make him a liar, right? And that whole trust is gone. And he said we cannot please the Father, only you can please the Father only with faith, nothing else. Then what happens? He not only holds us, he walks around the seven lampstands with other churches. He walks around us. What does that signify? He is there in every church. He is not a possession of one church. Nobody can say that, oh, Jesus is mine, we are Holy Spirit church. We cannot say that Holy Spirit is only ours. No. He belongs to all the churches. Wherever there is a gathering, wherever people are joined together in prayer, he is there. What is it? What does his word say? When two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in their midst. He doesn't say that when two or three are gathered in my name and so Holy Spirit church, I will be there. In other place, I will not be there. He doesn't say that. Eh? So he says, when two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there. So we have got an assurance that we are in his hands, and he is in every church moving around. He is there because all the churches belongs to him. The church belongs to him. Now, yes, it is true that we have got his Protestant brothers of ours, we have gone separated and all, but it's not us, our job to condemn them. Yes. They are also believing in Jesus Christ. You think Jesus will leave them? No. They are also, the God performs through them. You know, so one fine day, God will unite his whole church and make us one. Right? So that will be the day when he comes. But until then, we are supposed to respect all the churches. We are supposed to respect the people of the churches. No Protestants, no this thing. No, we are one body in Christ. Okay. Now see the contents of it. Okay. I know your works. Now Jesus knows everything. I know your works. He's telling the churches now. The church of Ephesus. Okay. Your toil. He's praising them because of their toil, their labor. No, they are really working hard. These people are working hard. So Jesus is one God. He knows everybody. He knows everything, and he knows. So whatever you do in your church, hidingly or openly, Jesus knows it. Knows it all. Now see, he's congratulating them for their toil, for their hard work, that is toil. Now, this revelation gives us an opportunity to learn two new languages also, Greek and Hebrew, right? So you get many words which have you already started, which are very important, because those words have got a meaning which the translation does not have the effectiveness meaning of that. Now in this word, the word is kopos, K-O-P-O-S, which is a word found very often in the whole of New Testament. Yeah. Now, kopos is related to toil. It means toil or hard work. Yeah. Now, for example, in Romans 16:12, there is a statement here: Tryphena, Tryphosa, and Persis all work hard in the Lord. That means the word kopos is used in this sentence. Yeah. Then in 1 Corinthians 15:10, Paul fears lest the Galatians slip back. And his labor is in vain. Labor is termed as kopos. So these are the words which that means shows you that labor. Now Paul has struggled so much. So he's afraid that the Galatians may slip back. So that struggle of Paul is called kopos. All these people who are working in the Lord is called kopos. And then, the one thing that Paul claims it is that he worked harder than all. That 1 Corinthians 15:10, it shows you that Paul has worked harder than everybody. He's talking to the Corinthians. He says, I've worked very hard, more than any one of you, right? To do that word is their kopos. And the fears that the Galatians will slip back is in Galatians 4:11. Okay, where Galatians 4:11 has got that fear, the third one, which Paul has says, fears that his labor will go in vain. So on all these things, the word kopos, And the verb of kopos is kopion. So these two words are the same, and it means that. Now, what is this kopos? What is this toil? It is not just hard, where you would just get some sweat and you sweat. No, kopos is doing something very hard, doing that extra mile for the Lord. It is going ahead, you are suffering. You are doing something because you know that you are doing it for Jesus, for the church. And because you know that Jesus holds us, we are going out of the way. Now it could be in any which way. It could be in any which way. Even if a person is sort of called, handicapped, he cannot do physically your work, he can do it spiritually by saying his prayers. That is kopos. But not giving up spirit. Like, you're toiling, you're doing day and night, you're working for the benefit of the church, for the benefit of Jesus's people.
Yeah?
Like Mother Teresa, yeah. One example, very beautiful example.
Yes.
Yes, beautiful example. That is called toil. And she even that is one instance, but she is known as the saint of the gutters. So every time you could find her moving this thing,
yes.
Moving people from like that. So that is the toil, day and night. And at the end of the day, she used to go for a confession every day. And the priest was fed up. And what was the confession? Tell me. She used to go every day for confession. What this lady will commit sin? But what is the confession she used to make? Father, I couldn't do enough today. That is the confession. Father, I couldn't do enough today. Father must be thinking, like, I only don't know, I don't do half of what you are doing, and you are confessing about what you are doing. He was literally fed up of her confession. But she insisted, I want to have a confession. That's her first priority. And second priority was that she has to sit before the Blessed Sacrament for 2 hours daily. At that time, nobody could touch her. Nobody. She would not take any interference. Early morning, a confession, and 2 hours there with Mass. She was there. After that, the rest 22 hours are for the world. That was the woman. Yeah. And we are so privileged, to have her here in our time.
Yes.
We are not talking about saints that we have not seen, but we are talking about a living saint who was termed living even while she was here.
Yes.
You know how awesome we are. As a generation, which can be proud of. Okay. So this is the toil which God is talking. No, toil. Like some people who are doing work, and just an example. There's a person who's really doing a hard job in church, right? And then people are throwing muck on him because of her. Because they don't like what he or she is doing, and they don't want to do it herself. But now that person is wrongly accused for something, talked about and all that stuff, but that is the toil. But he still or she still goes through.
Yes.
Still goes through. Because I don't care what the people say about me, but I'm doing it for my Lord. And Jesus, who else is a better witness than Jesus? Jesus said, don't judge. So the people who are already throwing stones at that person are judged, and they will be judged. But Jesus said, don't judge, and you will not be judged. Right? So we have to be so.
And brother, Mama Mary,
yeah.
I mean, grace. If she didn't have grace, imagine knowing that people are talking about her son, who is holy, and yet people are talking against,
Yes.
Mother Mary's grace.
Grace, yeah. That is why we go to her, recommend, because she has gone through suffering.
Yes.
Through suffering, only people will know.
Hello.
Welcome, bro. Then the next one is Jesus. Jesus prays them for your toil and your patient endurance. We had this word patient endurance before as well. And if you remember, whenever I will sing it, it says hupomon. That word is hupomon, if you remember. Yeah, patient endurance. Okay, now it's come back here. So Jesus is recognizing their toil. Jesus is recognizing how much they have been struggling, how much they are doing that. Now these are the good things that Jesus is telling about Ephesus, right? He is recognizing, he's accepting and congratulating them for their steadfast endurance. At that time, when this word first became first came to us, now it is a very common word for us. We understood at that time that hupomon is not just bearing. It's not just okay, Lord, you have given this to me. Okay, I've got no choice. I am going to accept it. It's not that type of endurance. It is okay, Lord. I'm going to accept the hardships are coming to me. No problem, because I know the kingdom is there for me. I know that after all these troubles, I'm going to get the kingdom of God. So I do it with a joy. Yeah. And those problems that take place, that the difficulty that comes becomes joy. And once a person is there, now see, Mother Teresa. Father Pio.
It was not work.
No. It was a passion, although it was so much. She came with 5 rupees to India when she first came. Yeah, she had come in that. And we are saying, business khodne ka hai. Now there's a problem, paisa hi nahi hai. She did hold, she created a big this thing with 5 rupees. What else you want?
Yes.
When God's grace is with you, You don't need money.
Amen.
Okay? So this is that patient endurance with the church of Ephesus had. And God and Jesus, you know, Jesus is one person. He will pat your back when you are doing anything right. Even the smallest. People don't acknowledge it, right? We are always jealous of somebody. We'll not lift up a person, but we are soon to drop people down, right? That's the human nature. But Jesus is one God who will lift you up even for a small thing. You'll find that reassuring words, well done, my child. Well done, keep it up. And when you are doing wrong also, he will reprimand you. Yeah? So that is our Jesus, okay? So now he has done this to Ephesus. He has told them that I know your works, he says. Your toil, your patient endurance. Now, the next one is, I know that you cannot tolerate evil doers. Now, during that time in the churches, there were a lot of people, evil people in the church, not outside the church, in the church, right? First of all, if you remember Paul in some of his letters, he says that these people are always after me to see where I go wrong and so that they can pounce on me, the Jews now. Yeah? So they were always after him. They did not want him. They could not do anything to him because he was doing right. But at the same token, they were always after him to see when he did something wrong that he can answer. They did the same to Jesus as well. You know, he was always followed to find out what is wrong. How many times Jesus was tested? At the time of that, the prostitute who was caught, he was tested. At the time of that Mary Magdalene, she broke that alabaster jar. Her own disciple Judas tested him. You know, so many tests were going on as he was there. So similarly, things will happen. And now, so there were a lot of evil men in that church of Ephesus. In the congregation, you are talking about somebody outside the church, different. In the congregation, there are so many evil people there. Yeah, some of them were mishandling the words. They were twisting the gospel and they took liberty into licentiousness. Like when God gives you a liberty, I'll tell you the example later on. They took into a wrong sense. Okay. Then there were people who were beggars who used to take advantage of Christian charity. They used to wait for a Christian to come there and start begging. And then if you don't, today we have a lot of people like that who take advantage of, especially prayer group people, and no names and no distinct, but they say, oh, you are prayer group people, no? And still you don't want to help. You know, a lot of people are there who after being helped, have gone to the extreme, like they expect to do things. The beggars of that time also did the same thing. They were like, no, oh, Christian, let's go there, we will beg, and not wanting to work. So these are the advantages, these are the people who were encroaching into the church and making them weak. But these people, the real Ephesians, knew who they were and they were moving them out. Yeah. So he says, no, I know that you cannot tolerate evildoers. So they were not tolerating these people. Like sometimes in a very nice way, you can either politely tell a person to please move off, or you can just ignore that person and because who is doing wrong and said, fine, you know, let the Lord take his way. So even today in our churches, if you find somebody who is whom you know is you know has got wrong intention, just coming for something else rather than actual prayer and all, we cannot judge anybody. But in your own way, as your heart tells you, as you're listening, just move off from there. So do not, because sometimes what happens, you know, we go in to help the people, the poor people or the ungodly people, but instead of we changing them, they change us. We go into their scenario. Look, it happens. The evil is much more stronger that way when you are a disciple. So you have to be very careful, especially if you are not a seasoned, strong Christian. Okay, be very careful when you go, some people say, no, chalo, we'll go to this joint where all the people are drinking, so we can at least talk to them and this thing. But that chalo, after a few months, that fellow started drinking, you know, and the talk goes to shut up. So we have to be very, very careful in such things, because the devil is there waiting to pounce on you. Right, so we have to be very careful. So Jesus appreciates them for dealing well with the evil doers. In the church there are evil people, huh? Remember that the main devil is in the church. Wherever Jesus is there, devil is there, because that is the permission given. So don't say like, okay, Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. True, he is there, but when two or three are gathered in his name, the devil forces also are there, which Jesus himself is allowed. So we have to be very careful of that. Yeah? That's why we pray for the blood of Jesus and all that. Because the blood of Jesus makes them go out.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus protects us so much that it makes them go down. So they have to hear us from outside. They can't be there. When we go out, they will come and attack us. That is what happens. So we have to be careful of that. And then what he says, I know that you cannot tolerate evildoers. You have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not. Very, very important one. You know, even in the gospel, what is it? It is written there. 1 John 4, 1 to 3. The spirit have to be tested. The messages have to be tested. In this chapter it says, 1 John 4, 1 to 3. Anybody who gives a message of Jesus and who do not believe in the full incarnation of Jesus, that Jesus is both God and man, is a false preacher. There are many people who say today that no, God, Jesus was not, he's only God perhaps, but he was not man. Somebody else was there. Some say that he's not, how can he be God and man? But he's acknowledging Jesus like our Muslim brothers do, but they are not acknowledging him, the deity of Jesus. False preachers. Okay, because we know who Jesus is. Right? He has seen our apostle, John, who is writing this book, revealed to him by Jesus. He's one of the eyewitnesses. He has seen him. Right? So he says all the people who teach should be tested. Another one, Paul says to the Thessalonians, right? You should test all things that hold on to what is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Okay, 1 Thessalonians 5:21. In Paul tells them, when you hear of all these talks and all that preachers give you talks, you have to test them. Test them. The people of that time, they should test. Now, a person cannot give your private views in a church assembly. Your private views has to be kept to yourself. Right? You may feel, your relationship with the Lord may tell you something, but that is not a church dogma. So you cannot instill that into the people and give a false dissent. Whatever, a lot of people get revelations, they say things and that. That is your and the Lord, only God and you know about it. But you cannot put that onto somebody else. You can do anything that is related to the Bible. It is true. Yeah. Now see, and even Jesus himself, he put a very big this thing on. He said in Matthew 7:15-20, by their fruits you will know them.
Yes.
By their fruits you will know them. Yeah. Now when we are preaching, now I am teaching here a little bit. You will know whether I am a genuine person by looking at the way style I live. Yeah. But similarly, any preacher, like you might be a good preacher, you may be have the greatest talent, but your life behind may be completely opposite of what you preach. Pharisees, once again, there are plenty of them here in the world. So we have to discern. And the Ephesians, what they did, I know that you cannot tolerate evildoers. You have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not. You know, in one of the chapters it says, no. When the judgment day comes, many of the preachers are going to say, Lord, I've claimed, I've done victories in your name, I've healed the sick in your name, I've raised the dead in your name. Jesus says, I do not know you. Can you imagine that? So how do you recognize these people? They are doing miracles. And then, but see, there is a falsehood there. There is a falsehood that some of them, have got an I factor. I did this. No, I raised the dead. They are saying in Jesus' name, but I did it. That I factor is that he is a company. Jesus did it.
Amen.
Jesus did it. We are just mere instruments. What can we do? In the name of Jesus, we did it. But there are some people who just go. And you know how many people are following preachers other than following God? Oh, this preacher says, everybody rushed to that.
Yes.
That is a falsehood. That's false ideology, you know. We are shifting Jesus and we are making that person an idol.
Yes.
Right, and that's very dangerous.
Yes.
The last day, the judgment, God will see you that. Both will have to pay the price. The person who made that person an idol and the person who accepted. There are a lot of people who make a preacher an idol. But some preacher said, please, stay away. Don't follow me. I'm pointing your way to Jesus. What did Mother Mary do? Yeah? Now people are talking about her and this. But she never said, come to me. She said, listen to what he says. So we are going to her as a mother. So that she is going to point us to her. She never says, come to me, I will do it. She never says that. She never takes credit for anything. When today she said, okay, son, I will speak to Jesus, and he will do your work. We are coming to her as a mother, because Jesus himself gave her to us. To John he said, no, this is your mother, son, this is your mother, this is your son. He has officially given it to us. So who are people to tell us about Mother Mary? We have got our own thing. And Mother Mary doesn't say, okay, come on, you know, I will do it. No, he says, your son, my son will do it. Yeah? Mother Mary has got that mother, no? She has got that thing. Even when Jesus said, my time has not come. Woman, my time has not come. And she doesn't tell him, argue with him. She said, do what he tells you. So the mothers don't give a chance. Yeah. Look, in other ways, you have got no choice, son. Come on, do it. And that same way, like there is a joke, no, which says, Jesus comes and asks Peter. He says, Peter, how I've seen people like whom I think is not, they're not really meant for heaven. How is it so much? And you are standing here at the gate. So Peter says, like, what to do? Ask your mother and look at the windows there. She takes it from inside. She doesn't come from it. It's a joke, but that's the way Mother Mary works. Okay. Now he has said all these things. I know that you cannot tolerate evildoers. You have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them to be false. I also know that you are enduring patiently and bearing up for the sake of my name, and that you have not grown weary. This is what we have already discussed. Like, you know, that you have not grown weary. They are bearing all his name and all that. That those two words which I told you before. But now comes the crunch. So many things you have done, right? So many good things that. But he says, I have this against you. Dangerous words, huh? Very surprised. You know, so God doesn't take anything heavy. I'm doing so many things. But, he says, what have you done? But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Every married couple will be able to relate to this. Yeah, at a time of courting, you know, date bhi jana hai, you are all doing well, you are doing fine, you know, you are so long, this thing a lot, time dekhega, this is like, you know, and the time passes so fast. Marriage, you're married, honeymoon time, 2-3 years or 1 year at least, goes very nice, right? You are still to experience, so not, yeah? And then comes the reality. Where is that first love gone? How many times for a phone per day? We'll be saying nowadays, not fun phone also. And the phone comes like, it's like, no, what are you doing? Where are you going? Buy this, buy that. Right? Yeah. That phone. Otherwise, you know, this thing, no money, like, you know, I saw something, send me some money. Those phone calls now come. But before, darling, how are you? Where are you? I cannot live without you. My heart, mind, beat, everything is on you. Huh? Slowly, same couple now, you're married by God's grace, right? Now what happens? You know, I don't know you, you don't know me. Talking in monosyllables, like, you know, that is the way. I'm so experienced because I know I'm doing that. Yeah? So I'm not blaming others. I'm doing it. I have to change first. Yeah? So that is the way we say. And Jesus says the same thing. Where is your first love? Where is your... He says that this is you have abandoned the love you had at first. You know, even I remember when the first time or the first few times that I have met the Lord, you know, I was, you know, on fire. That Brother William was there with me, and he said, I was on fire. Like, I said, brother, you know, I couldn't sleep here yesterday. Why? Because Jesus made that miracle, no, yesterday in my life. And he said, okay, fine. Today where? Today, although I'm still doing the work of the Lord, but that zeal, that love, that this thing is not there. So I know what Jesus has in store for me. Also, he tell me the same question as he did here. Yeah, where is your first love? Doing a thing. Now see, married couple are doing things for each other. Now what happens? Duty hai na? It come that way. That love is gone. It's duty now. It's taking love for this thing now. So that is gone. And in many marriage talks, you will find, you know, a married couple should be dating each other every day. Should be having time like, on chalo, come on, let's leave the children aside, let's go out for a date. You keep your married life alive. That is so important. We are not doing that. Because we are not actually trained to do that. No, nobody gives us counseling, which is, I think, a very important thing for for most of us Indians, you know, on how to keep the glow in your marriage or life. How to keep. That is why after some time, like, you know, these things are not going, then we go to the next door neighbors, you know, to see that their garden is greener. Yeah? That husband is doing well and that wife is doing well. Yeah? You have forgotten the first love in your own house. Yeah, see, it is so, this thing. Let me know the time, huh? Okay. So Jesus finds that. And Jesus, you can imagine, now we are so selfish in nature. And if we do it, we feel so much. How much Jesus will be doing? He's not selfish at all. He's selfless. He's given his entire life for you. And if we do that thing, how much must we feel it? You know? So he's talking about that. Now even God, right? Even God, in Jeremiah 2:2, Jeremiah speaks of the devotion of Israel to God. In the early days, God says to the nation that he remembers the devotion of your youth, your love as a bride. God always calls us his bride. Right from the time, God always calls us his bride. And even towards the end, we will come to know Jesus is the husband and we are the church is the bride. And in the Revelation towards the end, when the new Jerusalem is built, you know, the bride and the bridegroom meets. It's a mystery, like we don't know what will happen, how will happen. But that is all. Jesus is so much in love with the church, so much in love with each one of us, that he's claimed us to be his bride. So how faithful we should be.
Yes.
Now, who was that prophet? Jeremiah, was he? The weeping prophet. God told him to get married to a prostitute so that he knows. She was cheating him, you know?
Yeah.
Who's that? Anyway, I'll do this thing. Here's that lamentation on his written. So we'll come back to that. So he says, even God is very, that's why God says, I'm a jealous God. When you love somebody, you're always jealous of that person. You know, even though a husband and wife's love may not be so, you know, what is that called, vibrant on fire at the moment, but anybody does anything to either them, nobody will keep quiet.
Yes.
You know, that this thing is there.
Yes.
You will not allow anything to happen to your wife or your husband the same way.
Yes.
You'll be there on guard, you know, whether it's there. So that is the thing God has in him. Yeah. So you cannot say, God, I'm a jealous God, so don't go after idols. Don't go after somebody else. You know, because I'm jealous of you. You are mine. So be mine. And then, So that's what Jesus' lamentation is, what, that I was in love with you, you had great love for me, and then you experienced me, but now you are doing it, now it's mechanical. Yeah, now it's mechanical. Like, you're doing it still, you're doing this, you're doing that, but where is that love? Now, even I can only tell you certain examples, because now we say our rosaries, we say our novenas, everything is good. Yeah, but how many times, even chaplet of Divine Mercy, we say that whole thing. But if you read those litany and all, know how meaningful they are. Do we actually mean what we say that? One thing. Secondly, just saying your rosaries, saying your prayer, your dressing, like, you know, you are not in communication with God unless you are thoroughly doing things. Huh? Now, one of the best ways to be with God is to be in one room. Sit there before the Lord. Bring the Lord in presence. Don't even say anything. And be in his presence. That's one of the beautiful ways of having a relationship. You see, first few days you find, like, you know what, nothing happened. But as it happens, keep the same time, same listening, same hour, then you see what happens. Do all your rosaries, do all your novenas, but in addition to that, keep this relationship alive. And that relationship will give you the boost.
Yeah.
Because you're saying, look, God, Jesus himself said, when you go to pray, go to a room, lock that room, close that room, and the Father whom you cannot see will be there, and he will hear you, and he will, what is the demon? He will reward you. So, one of the best ways to do, and I do it sometimes, you know, I just go to my room, I said, Father, you sit here, I'm sitting here, and just, I don't see anything, I don't listen, sometimes I fall asleep there only, but that's a different thing, but at least I attempt it. God knows our heart, there's no need of pretension, and God knows our weaknesses. So sometimes when you feel sleepy while you're praying also, go and sleep. We are sleeping on God's lap. That is better than sleeping, than sitting together on a devil's table, right? To sleep on God's lap. So that is the way we got to make God. The relationship is important. We may be whole day in the church, but if we don't have the relationship with God, it is not meaningless, but priorities are there. You say, he will, Jesus, remember this now, every time that we have learned this, Jesus will say, okay, you are doing good, you are doing well, but what about my love with you? Are you acknowledging me? Are you doing things? Or you are just doing to say things? Because sometimes, you know, I am one of them. I cannot wait without doing things now. Because I'm so habituated in me that I do it so many a times, like just out of doing, sake of doing it. I do it a lot. But then when these words come to mind, I think, you know, immediately I say, Lord, I'm sorry. You know, the main thing I've forgotten of to be with you. Now, even for these, I go to this side, I go to that side, I do this thing. But without sitting with the Holy Spirit, I will never make my notes. Because I know ultimately the Holy Spirit has to give you the power. Otherwise you cannot do it. Yeah, but I do my toil. He knows that I'm doing my toil. But at the end of the day, before I get the correct version out, I sit with him. And then I pray for him. And then the next after the day, I start typing my mind. So this is the way, you know, I've learned how to be with the Holy Spirit.
That's Hosea.
Huh?
Hosea?
No, yes. Yes, Hosea. God told him. God told him to so that he may understand what he may understand. Yeah, now the relationship. Now his wife is having affair with other people, and he's the husband. So what is this really? That is what God is going through. That is why he tells, and then he tells her to forgive. He tells him to forgive her. You know, so that is the way. How many times we flare at our husbands or wives, you know, without giving them the due, the discipline that they need. So we have finished time, no, today?
Yes.
Huh? But we are going to the hospital, no? Yeah. So we always close 5 minutes before. Because the next topic which is there is a continuation long topic. So I don't want to go into that. What Jesus tells us to do. You know, he says only y'all are dim now, but what he wants to do, that is the next step. One thing is, in our God is, wherever you are, in this, wherever you are, in your spiritual strength, he will always give you an opportunity to make up and come back. That is our God. Till the last day, once you're on judgment seat, then you're gone. But till the last day, nobody can say that, you know, I'm finished. No, God cannot help me. That would be which sin? You know, there's one sin which the Lord cannot forgive.
Holy Spirit.
Grieving the Holy Spirit.
Grieving.
Yeah, that is the sin. If you say, like, you know, you're telling the Holy Spirit, you have got no power over me, that you cannot be saved. I'm so gone, hopeless, that you can. Nobody can say he's a hopeless case, because no, the Holy Spirit can do anything. Right? The moment you say that, that sin will not be forgiven. Because you are saying, telling the Holy Spirit, the most powerful third person of the Holy Trinity, that you are powerless. You know, so who are you? Who are we? One glance of the Holy Spirit is enough to change the whole thing up. So, you know, so we have to be very, very careful. So we here end our 99th session, and we probably will meet next week, next month, for 100th session. Yeah?
Can't wait for that.
Let's pray for that session, because honestly, when we first started, I thought we would last for about 5 months. But now on the 8th of March next year will be 5 years for us, and 100 session will be the next session. We will not have a session next week, because we are having this, and Father might say what, you know, we should join them. We are having this parish level thing. And then the following week is the first Friday of the month. So we will meet on the second Friday of the month. I will send you the mails. And that will be a special day. So call and come. You know, so everybody, we'll see how the Lord blesses us. Okay? In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Here we are, Lord, in your holy presence, thanking you, O Lord, for your faithfulness, O Lord. For your faithfulness. We are mere children, Lord. We are prone, O God, to doing things our way, doing things in the fleshly world, in the worldly way, Lord God. But Lord, you are still there, waiting for us, Lord, being at our beck and call, O God, and always ready to help us, Lord God. Thank you for this, Lord. Thank you for the teachings that you have given us today, Lord God, making us understand, Lord God, that your heart, O Lord, moves, O God, when we do not respect you, when we do not love you, Lord. You have got such a loving heart, Lord. That same love is instilled in us, Lord God, but we do not reciprocate by giving it back to you, Lord. But today, O God, as we have opened our eyes, we will try our best, Lord, to come back to you, to reciprocate your love with us, Lord God. For we know, Lord, in that reciprocation of your love, O Lord, there are blessings flowing, Lord God. There are miracles taking place, Lord God. And our lives will never be changed, Lord. We'll be changed forever, Lord God. Because when God intervenes, O God, everything happens, Lord. Lord, we thank you for our team that you enable every week to go to the hospital, Lord God. Today also the patients will be waiting patiently, Lord God, to hear from them, Lord. But Lord, thank you for the word that you sent through them, Lord. With the word that heals their diseases, Lord God. Lord, we have so many testimonies, Lord God, of how people are being healed, Lord. And we pray, O Lord God, that these testimonies will continue more and more, Lord. Lives will be touched, Lord God, not only with physical healings, Lord God, but with spiritual healings, Lord God. That people will know who the real God is, Lord. And we'll learn to obey the real God. And Lord, once again, we pray for all of us that we, wherever we travel, bless our vehicles, protect our vehicles, Lord God. Bless us in our families itself, Lord. Let love begin in the families itself, Lord, by understanding one another, Lord. As you have taught us about the fire of love, Lord God, help us, especially those families who are here together, the couples, Lord, to reinstill, oh God, that same love that they had in their youth, Lord God. It's not easy, Lord God, but help us to do so, Lord God. With your grace, everything is possible, Lord God.
Amen.
And Lord, we thank you once again for all the blessings that you continuously pour upon each one of us, our family members, Lord, and the world at large. Mother Mary, also thank you for always being with us, pointing the way to Jesus at all times. Mother Mary, you have borne everything in your heart, and you give us the grace and strength to do so, what you did in your life. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Jesus is Lord.
Now and forever.
Now and forever.
Jesus is Lord.
The jealous God, the God who loves us so much, the God who wants us, Lord. And we, Lord Jesus, promise to be with you as we, children of God, agree and say,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, brothers and sisters. Have a wonderful, blessed day.
Thank you.
I just want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Hello, it's nice to see you.
Yeah.
We meet every Friday, by the way.
First Friday we'll be meeting,
huh?
I'll book it.
Okay. Yeah, you know, just check with Ishmael. Yeah. He was also talking about visiting that his boss. No?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So just
so
see.
We keep it for that.
Yeah, we can keep it on that.
Yeah. Okay, I will talk to him. I'll let him
yeah.
on that.
If we are going there, then we'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a mail from a father. What's his name? Thanks, bro.
Martin.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know who these two are?
Master. This one,
Modern
brother.
Oh, and
Justin, yeah, I know Justin. He's one of the youth.
Can you give me these details?
Yeah,
as soon as possible.
Okay, yeah. Master, I can give you right now. Justin, I'll just have to ask Clifton.
Yeah. Achha, okay, please, you'll
be a
favor.
Yeah,
then you can.
Now,
you can
so I don't forget.
Okay. Okay, because
he wants it.
He wants it.
Arif's number here?
Yes, he wants. He sent me a mail, but I did not reply to him.
Maybe he wants to send the presentation or something.
No, he said for admin purposes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. He said for admin purposes. So I'll appreciate if you can give it to me this evening or something.
So, Justin is not the youth coordinator, though. Clifton is the youth coordinator. So I can give Justin Clifton's.
No. Tell me.
Oh, the muscles.
No, because I am the youth coordinator for this special.
He's
addressed it to me.
Okay.
So Justin's surname, email address. Okay.
Yes.
That's what. And muscles. His name is correct.
No, it's Imanadar.
So that also wrong.
So I'll give you the whole name.
Please.
And then I'll.
So what I'll do is when I go tomorrow first in the morning, I will.
I'll do it now only.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
No, when you'll give me the.
No, I'll message them now only and I'll forward it to
sure.
you. I'll WhatsApp it to you.
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do it now only. Then.
Thanks a lot. God bless you.
And tomorrow I told Mama the thing is, seems to be, you know, the same reduced meeting we had over here in Gala last month. So they want to have one in Rui, 1 month in Gala and that too. So the first one is tomorrow in Rui.
Okay.
So because of that, and it seems there are a lot of youth coming and they don't have enough youth leaders. So they've asked all of us to come and help. Starting 10 o'clock sharp, and they asked us to come at 9 o'clock to pray for 1 hour.
Same Rui only?
In Rui. So when 9 o'clock we're going there to pray, 10 o'clock sharp we'll be starting the youth meeting. So that's why I hope you will attend that NSC meeting.
Yeah.
And Christian himself didn't know. Christian was the youth coordinator and the NSC representative. He didn't know about the meeting.
No, but maybe because, you know, what I thought now, mommy is going representing us.
Yeah.
And I said, since we have got a youth,
why not?
They have not told us to, but I wanted to make them sure. No, we have to show that we have got a youth.
But then they know, because the whole youth, Gala and Rui youth are going for the youth meeting at 10 o'clock. So they will know for sure.
So in this thing which we are planning now, that's what the meeting is going to take place, no? The 50th Jubilee. Is there nothing for the youth then that time?
I don't know. There is more in January.
Yes. Some retreat is going to be there in Rui in Jan, but it's not been disclosed yet.
That's the one. It's not a retreat. It's a celebration. 50. We're celebrating 50 years, no, of our charismatic renewal.
Even
the Pope have just celebrated.
Everyone has had this year. This year, the celebration, right?
But now Muhammad is only sleeping, no? So they've got us. Okay. That's why I was wondering.
Because I asked Christian that tomorrow's meeting, why do you have 10 o'clock? Same time as us. So I thought, and he said that he himself didn't know. And he's the youth coordinator. So he said, I'll check with.
No, but they have not asked me for youth, right? I was just saying, you know, that you could represent us with that. Yeah. But yours is a separate thing altogether, no? That's a different thing altogether.
Yeah, we have that's a separate thing. That is actually requested by the bishop.
Yeah.
What this youth meeting now we're having every month, the bishop has requested Father Wilson is a youth representative for a month. So, Bishop has posted saying that for January, the therapist has retreat in Dubai. And normally, Jesus youth have been taking the youth. But he this time wants, you know, on this youth, he wants, youth of the GCC to be involved.
But that is not Dubai, not here, huh?
No, the Jan thing, there's going to be something in Dubai.
Oh. Oh, yes.
So, he wants, it's a new, that's why he wanted to create a committee. Youth from Dubai, Sharjah, this and he wanted us to establish proper youth groups so that we are ready to stand. So, like, we have people representing our church.
Yeah.
This is the reason why we started this one in Ghana, and today is tomorrow the first one in Delhi.
Okay.
And then again, December, maybe there'll be one in Ghana and one in Delhi. But it's at the hospital.
Now, the one you had in Ghana last time, the first one,
yeah.
How many were there?
The children?
Yeah.
About
60.
Yeah. Quite a few. Like actually in the beginning, there were only about 20, okay? And then halfway through, just filled up.
Means after the catechism class maybe?
Yeah, no, after the catechism class only it started. But say 20-30. A lot of times the older kids who don't come to catechism, they actually ask the parents to drop them off and go. So like there were lot, actually almost 50-60 children were there for the meeting. And it was really vibrant. Like Father Wilson was so happy.
He
told us a lot of, like, I mean, he basically told us how he wanted to go about. We were really watching our time to see everything. But we were like, none of us ended up saying Harini. Everything was just, and it was so vibrant. Hard because we were laughing. We were like enjoying.
Okay.
You know, we were like, okay, this is not planned. I don't want to. It doesn't matter as long as the end of the day
there's a new I had told Joe also before, because then he went, no? I said, this is an opportunity to get.
Yeah.
If you lose this opportunity, it's gone.
That's why
it's gone. That's why,
so we're like, see, Father wants to be happy, and we just listen to him, do how he wants to do. At least that way it'll be established. So now we need to ask him when is the next, because November there's supposed to be another one. But November 1st week, for second and third is tough.
Yeah, I know.
They'll be coming.
Yeah.
Again, like, see, third and fourth. Yeah. We'll be having over here.
Yeah.
So I don't know when they want us to have, you know, our...
So it'll definitely not that week.
No, not that week.
Yeah, but you know, why don't they join?
What?
The youth, just...
We wanted to, but then no one has approached us. We actually didn't even get to know until we were with Rui. Because nobody told the youth, like Father hasn't asked us for anything.
But
so we are going to come anyway on that day to help.
But registration is going on in the parish office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like in a sense, in
those who are
in terms of volunteers and helping, you know, Father hasn't asked us at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, like last time it was doing through the catechism.
Yes.
But the good thing with NET, they're not worried because they take control of everything.
Who, that team?
NET team, yeah. Everything. From the start till the end, the whole time they take it. The only reason for catechism is to arrange their stay, to have the hall, the food and snacks.
Yeah.
So other than that, they take care of everything from A to Z. The whole time they take. There's no introduction, no nothing.
Because last time when we had it, it was only a half day session.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
now
had only for a few hours.
Two days. So
yeah.
It'll be nice. But now we will tell the Father when he wants the next...
I'm talking about certain people who want to join in, you know, who are not in the catechism group. But you can spread the news around.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
You can spread the news around, no? Because we are accepting.
Yeah.
So just 5 reals, what is that called, registration fee.
For the next.
So yeah, that's
for
only
the
for
the retreat, no?
Yeah. For 2 days, because that's only for the food and all.
Yeah.
So it's very just
everybody will join, because everybody enjoyed so much last time. And they said that
like last year was here. Last year was in Rui.
Yes.
So the Rui, like last year, when I was here and they had it over here, it was really good, but it was still, last year apparently it was amazing in Rui. Kids were crying, there were like so many things were happening. So then this time also everyone was just praying that, you know, it will be like a, children will register, but they loved it. They absolutely loved it.
No, now children with they have got, hi Rocky, how are you? We have missing you. And now children, from the catechism class, no problem. But I'm talking about the youth who are not in
the catechism.
Yeah, so they should get the opportunity, no?
Yeah.
So just spread around, spread the news around.
Yeah.
Because they have to directly enroll to the church, to the parish office.
Now there are 2 weeks left, no?
Yeah, yeah. 2 weeks. Now we have already started taking the enrollment for our children.
Through your catechism.
That is already started. I'm worried about these others.
Yeah.
May not be understanding what it is there. So just tomorrow when you'll go for that meeting, mention there as well. That the youth will come from there. Because
Rui also. It's been announced in Rui also.
About this.
Because it's like, it's for both the parishes, but it's like 1 year here, we'll have 1 year there.
And this is our third year we're having here.
Yeah.
This is the third one session. And they should, like, once before they had in Russell Camp or something, they had a lot of there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because our team used to go there.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So now we have started here. And,
oh, it's really nice.
Hi, how are you?
And, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Anand.
Tomorrow
Mama will go for the thing. I'll take her with me.
Okay.
She will attend.
Because you're going there anyway,
yeah,
no?
Yeah. So I'll take her with me. She'll attend the morning thing and my dad will bring her back.
Because for me it gets too tough. I mean, we are officially working as well. I cannot make it. And now Alan has got Eldon there, no, with them, so he cannot.
Eldon is here?
Yeah, Eldon has come.
Oh, he came.
Yeah. He came on Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
He can come with us to the.
Yeah, take him, no?
Tomorrow,
take him.
He'll enjoy them.
Yeah, because he's here for 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. I'll
call
him.
Yeah. So take him.
Yeah.
And my brother David doesn't want to interview today.
Yeah.
He's
got
his own thing.
Yeah,
that
Mama can attend and see at least what they want.
Yeah, because somebody has to be present, no?
Yeah.
Because last time I said, I sent him a mail that we cannot come on Fridays because we are all catechists, no? We don't come on Friday, so
but
they have changed it
on
Saturday now, just because of us. And if we don't represent, that doesn't look
good.
Good.
Okay.
So just send me that detail,
yeah.
So I'll send him the.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. गाड़ी वाला क्या है
दादू एक सैंडविच देना और एक चाय एक कड़क
रांची पारंपरिक पास
सैंडविच देना
और एक कड़ा क्या है।